at Ice Hockey UK's Vice President Jim Anderson. We're at the Ice Bowl. It's the rest day on the tournament, but been quite a busy morning. We've had to learn to play, which has been a big part of this championship, and it was good to see the guys on the ice with the kids.
Yeah, how the Learn to Play programme came about was actually through Andy French, our General Secretary, in as much as he, in a conversation, he asked IHF if they still done equipment for humanitarian reasons in their equipment programme. They said, yeah, but you need to give us a Learn to Play programme. And as it turned out, we actually had one on the shelf because we've been doing one now for almost 4 years, part of National Development. So the Learn to Play programme was there. I contacted Martin Grubb, who is GB under 18 coach, and we retweaked it so that it was suitable. Andy sent that away to IIHF, and then the next thing that we knew, we were getting letters saying the equipment was on its way for us to launch a Learn to Play programme in the UK. We actually thought it'll be bits and pieces, there'll be a few sticks, etc, etc, but the amount of kit that we actually got, we were really astonished. It was a colossal amount, and that has now been spread amongst the clubs, who have to stick to a very strict criteria, because obviously there has to be a payback to IHF, there has to be a payback to Ice Hockey UK, not in money terms, but we need to monitor the programme to see if it's actually working effectively, that we are bringing youngsters into the sport because of the equipment that we've received. So we need to know how many we are actually retaining in the sport, yeah, so that we could feed that information back to IHF, so that we'll have a clear picture that we have, through the equipment and through the programme, that we've achieved the goal, and that is to bring more youngsters into our sport.
It was good to see that this morning, obviously, well, we had 100 school children from the local school. The players were at the stations with their drills and things like that, and I think I was just having fun more than anything.
Well, that is part and parcel of Learn to Play. Obviously, the first thing is to get the kids on ice and make it enjoyable. And, you know, through doing different things and not being too serious about it. One of the things about ice hockey, as everybody knows, it's very expensive for parents to buy equipment. So, you know, a lot of parents can be put off by their kids wanting to do ice hockey. So they need to know that that's what their kid really wants to do. We actually need to know if that's the best way forward for the kid and the parents. So that's why we've got the equipment through humanitarian aid from IHF. So that gives the kids a taster for so many weeks, excuse me, for so many weeks, so that the parents can gauge that the kid does like it, and then they could maybe buy a second hand kit, etc. And then the kit that we've got will go into another kid, and that's how we'll learn these guys. Part of the strategy was that we sent a young gentleman, Scott McMeekin, who's very good. He's a level 2 coach. He coaches at Dumfries Ice Bowl, and he's actually employed at Dumfries Ice Bowl. So Scott was actually, and Dumfries and Galloway Council actually helped us here. They gave him the time off. Scott went to Vermaki under the IHF camp, and he done the whole Learn to Play programme to learn to be a Learn to Play instructor. So basically what we do is we invite coaches to come from various clubs. We show them how IHF wants Learn to Play done, what they require in equipment for their club, over and above the personal equipment for the kids, the skates, etc. Obviously they need cones, if they could put in barriers of some sort, so they split the ice up so they could get as many stations for the kids to be at. So a lot of it is fun, and Scott was here today and done a great job. He spoke to the players prior to what he was looking for them to do. And obviously some of these kids couldn't skate at all. There was quite a few that were able to get about, so we split them into groups. So we took the kids that couldn't skate and we helped them try and show them. Then we gave them a little stick, plastic ball, let them just hit about the ice and whatnot. The kids that were actually really good at skating, they were doing a little game with some of the players. And that's the way that we've got to progress the sport.
It's... I don't like the word legacy, but it's Dumfries have put in a good legacy programme to obviously to get the school children involved, and I presume from Ice Hockey UK it's hosting these events. The legacy of these events will be the Learn to Play and the next generation coming through.
In actual fact, I mean, you've been to Dumfries at World Champions before, and as you know, there's a curling rink next door. Now, you've probably noticed over the last week the amount of kids, younger people that are actually doing curling. And that's through the legacy of the Olympics, because the players that won the medals, the ladies and men's team, come from this area. So the interest in the sport and curling has been done through a legacy of the Olympics. So similarly, what we're doing here with World Championships being here, kids have been coming because the schools have been invited. And through that as well, the local club, Solway Sharks Juniors, told me that, you know, over the last 18 months, they've introduced more than 50 kids into their programme. That could only be good for the sport. So apart from hosting World Championships, there is other things that are benefits to ice hockey. You know, getting kids interested, bringing them into ice hockey, etc., etc. Whether it be to spectate, whether it be to try it. So Solway Junior Club's got some of the equipment as well. Dumfries and Galloway Council have invested in the boards and everything for Learn to Play. So they've actually been running a Learn to Play programme here for probably about a year, 2 years now. So they're well into that. But the equipment that we've given them is going to enhance their programme here. And certainly clubs that don't have a Learn to Play programme, we are now able, not only with the equipment help, but with the tuition help, because we've had Scott McMeekin, who is now teaching other coaches how the Learn to Play programme should be done. So I'm quite confident over the next few years we will see a good return on A, more coaches in sport that know how to do Learn to Play, and B, that we've got a lot more kids interested in sport, both female and male, because it's very important that we enhance the women's side of ice hockey in the UK as well.